This is From Lost to Hope with your host, Jackie Stubblefield. I walk alongside you who have lost loved ones, health, home, and relationships to a place of hope as we study and trust in the truth of God's Word. This is episode 51, the second step of submitting to God. Honor God. Do we have the right mindset for submitting to God? As Christians, we should always go back to the basics to make sure our mindset is correct. We discussed last lesson that we need to recognize that God is sovereign. The second step of submitting to God is honor God. Here are the questions for discussion. What does it mean to honor God? What does Scripture say about honoring God? What does Jesus say about honoring God? What are the benefits of honoring God? And how do you bring honor to God? What does it mean to honor God? The definition of honor: the esteem due or paid to worth, high estimation, reverence, veneration, or any act by which reverence and submission are expressed, as worship paid to God. In the first definition, the first part there, the key word is worth. Does the person we honor deserve that position? Do you know God is worthy of honor? Have you thought about it? When we honor someone, we reverence them by our attitudes and actions. In other words, like we saw in the previous definition, we submit. God has created everything, sustained us, loved us, and died for us. He deserves our honor. What does Scripture say about honoring God? 1. Honor God with your heart. Deuteronomy 6:5. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. The exhortation to love with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength indicates the totality of one's commitment in the purest and noblest intentions of trust and obedience toward God. The words taken together mean that the people are to love God with their whole selves. Expositor's Bible Commentary, Old Testament. 2, honor God with obedience. Joshua 1:8. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Reading God's Word is a high priority. If we don't make it a regular habit, how will we know what God wants us to do? We honor God when we obey Him. It shows we have trust in His guidance. 3, honor God with your bodies. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. When Christ died and arose again, the temple was no longer the indwelling of God. The Holy Spirit now indwells the believer, and we have become the temple of God. When we really think about our bodies as a place for the Holy Spirit, it can be overwhelming. But that's good. We then can change our mindset about how we take care of ourselves and abstain from sins that dirty the temple. 4, honor God with thanksgiving. Isaiah 12:4-5. In that day you will say, give praise to the Lord, proclaim His name, make known among the nations what He has done, and proclaim that His name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for He has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Think of all God has done for us. How does it make us feel? Thankful, joyful, relieved? When we do something for someone and they forget to thank us, how do we feel? angry, upset? Now let's give a good reason to thank God. This honors what He does and lets Him know we appreciate it. What does Jesus say about honoring God? 1. Honor the Son like the Father. John 5:23, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent Him. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. God is a Trinity and made up of three persons in one. Each are God and have the same attributes. If we honor one, we honor them all. 5. Honor God with our witness. Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. When we speak to others about Jesus Christ and what He's done for us, we're honoring God. Jesus told us that we are to be witnesses all over the world. 6. Honor God with our service. John 12:26. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Whenever we serve at church, pray for someone, and help others, we're honoring God. These are the things He wants us to be doing to expand His kingdom on earth. What are the benefits of honoring God? 1. When we serve God, He honors us. John 12:26, whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. When we serve Christ in our lives and commit everything we do for Him, God honors what we have done. Not only that, but we will be with Jesus Christ wherever He is. 2, God blesses us when we're humble. James 4:10. Humble yourselves before the Lord and He will lift you up. When we submit to God's ways, we are humbling ourselves before Him, letting Him know we cannot do it ourselves, and this honors Him. In response, He lifts us up. 3, when we honor our parents. Ephesians 6:1-3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. God has set our parents over us for training in the Lord's way. We are to respect and honor them all of our lives. God blesses us for that. How do you honor or bring honor to God? Well, there are many ways of honoring God, but here are some of the ways we can do. 1, honor Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 3:15. But in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. 2, honor our government. Romans 13:1. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. 3, honor older people. Proverbs 16:31. Gray hair is a crown of splendor. It is attained in the way of righteousness. 5, generosity to the needy. Whoever oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honors God. 6, honor God's creation. Genesis 2:15, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. Number 7, honor everyone. 1 Peter 2:17, show proper respect to everyone. Love the family of believers, fear God, and honor the emperor. Conclusion. One thing we can count on when submitting to God is His way is best. As we are asked as Christians sometimes to honor someone we really don't want to honor, we follow God's leading because of His vast knowledge. He will not ask us to honor those who do not deserve it. We are not expected to follow or honor someone who wants us to go against God's law. Recognizing God is sovereign and deserves all of our honor is a part of the proper mindset we need in submitting to Him. If we're having problems submitting, maybe we need to go back to the basics. Are we in tune with who God is? Be sure and subscribe to From Lost to Hope to receive notification of the next podcast.